Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
God loves people, that's true, but I'll tell you, God loves us not in our sins, but to rescue us from them. You know, one of the things I read this week, after I thought about, was thinking about all these things, sad case. It was a teenage girl, and she was making, she didn't define the details, but it was a radical choice to change into a man, into a male. I don't know how this was going to happen, but it was a one-way deal. And basically she said that she had 30 personalities living in her, and most of them were male, so she was going to sacrifice herself for their happiness. Ouch. I mean, you know, you read things in the Bible, and you read about people like Legion who had, you know, a multitude of demons in them. Where do you think the inspiration for all of these things comes from? Yes, we've got a nature that gravitates towards self-will and self-pleasing in so many different ways, but we are living in a world ruled over by the devil. The world system is. Thank God there's a throne above that. But there is a world system that absolutely rules over the people who continue to rebel against Jesus Christ and the love of God that he showed in him. And they are pulled into every form of this. And now today you've got major companies, major players in the world, like Apple Computer, like Disney, who literally are consciously out there promoting these things, doing their best to shut down anybody who would say different, and promoting all of these corruptions. And they're not the only ones. And so this is the world you live in. And some of you, and of course now they're having, now they're absolutely, there are teachers doing their best to promote the ideas of transgenderism. You might be a boy, you might be a girl, you know, all this kind of stuff, to kids in kindergarten. And so the governor of Florida says you can't talk about those issues one way or the other until they're, you know, at least through the third grade, and everybody gets all upset about it. Folks, this is the world you're living in when sin has become normalized. And God help you if you say anything about it. I remember hearing a man who's, well, very influential in Christian circles make a simple statement. He said, "Truth is hate to those who hate the truth." It's that simple. And I'll tell you, God has not changed. His design for our livelihood, for our welfare, has never changed. His standard has not changed. And the reality is, we have seen people over the years grow up in this church. I'm not talking about any one specific thing, but I mean over the years. How many times have we seen people grow up, participate up to a point, and then reach a point in their life where there's some choice that has to be made, and they make a choice to follow their own nature. Maybe it's somebody they have a strong attraction for, a mate. Often that's what it is. Or a job or an opportunity or something. There's some lifestyle that they gravitate to, and somehow they can reconcile what they're doing with I still believe in Jesus. You got your ideas, I got mine. Do you think Jesus has changed? Do you think God's word has changed? We're living in a world that is absolutely being groomed for a total takeover by Satan. This is the world into which we've been called to live and to stand with Jesus Christ and to trust him. Folks, we're talking about how much we need him. You think there's an outside chance we might need him in such an hour? Man, I don't have the strength to manage myself, let alone to stand and have courage and all that I need in this hour. We need it, Father. We need the Lord. We need him. But I know our young people, they're not the only ones. Boy, you need to recognize what's going on in this world. You need to recognize the voices and the ideas that would cause you to just rationalize. You know what a rationale is? A rationale is when you've already decided you want to do something. But now you've got to be able to justify it and explain it and work it out so it's okay. It's not like you look at the Word of God and say, what's right, and that's my standard, and I'm going to go by what God says and what He has planned for my welfare. But here's what something I want to do, and so I've got to work out a way in my own mind where it's okay. Where does the wisdom like that come from? It comes from the devil himself, who is absolutely seeking to take over hearts and lives. And I'll tell you, there is a no compromise thing when it comes to the gospel. I mean, I'm saying many of these things that we've said so many times before. But in a relativistic world, we need to understand that there's some absolutes in God. It's not just a matter of rules to live by. This is a matter of whose life is it? Is it my life to follow my own desires and to do what I please with it? Or is it His life? And every issue has to be laid at the foot of the cross. Lord, I don't have the right to choose my mate. If I have desires, if I have things that pull me, I need to lay them down and say, Lord, I feel this, but it's not my will, but yours be done. Lord, I know you have the plan for my life, and that's the one I want. I belong to you. I do not belong to myself. I mean, Jesus was the ultimate example of somebody who did not love his life unto the death. He showed what it costs to be a part of God's kingdom, and it meant laying down his life. Thank God he did. How could any of us be here if he had not done that for us? Thank God for the cross. But did he not say there's a cross for us? There is a cross for every single one of us. And you think about some of the followers or would-be followers. How many times has the rich young ruler been brought up? Now, here was a man who genuinely, it appears, wanted to be part of the kingdom of God. He had lived a very moral life. It wasn't like he was looking for something bad to do, and a very moral life. And it even says in one of the Gospels, Jesus loved him. So that wasn't an issue. What was the issue? Jesus knew something about this man, and he said, you sell what you have and give it to the poor and come follow, take up your cross and follow me. So now there's a choice to be made. Am I going to do what I want to do, what my natural being is attached to, or am I going to be willing to lay that down and follow Jesus? Now, riches are not a sin, but the love of them is. If that comes before Jesus, then that's your God. You talk about idolatry in the Old Testament where they literally worshiped images. I'll tell you, people idolize everything under the sun today that stands in the way, in the place of Jesus Christ. And so this man went away sadly. He made a choice that affected his eternal soul. How many people are making those kinds of choices every single day around us? We see a society that is being torn apart from the foundation up. Homes are in disarray. People are suffering all kinds of emotional trauma, every kind of temptation you could think of. All the entertainment world is pulling at them. If you dare to say anything that's different than they're saying, you are absolutely to be crushed and rejected. Folks, God is calling us out of that kind of a world to live for Him in this time. And as that scripture we read in Joel, multitudes. This is not just, like I say, it's not just one little time in history, but this is the broad mass of humanity. God has said, I'm bringing you into this special valley. We're going to find out. You're going to have to make up your mind. This world is not simply going to go on and on and on. There is a day of salvation. There is a time when I will hear you and when I will reach out to you. Thank God He's patient, isn't He? You ever wondered why in the world God just puts up with this? You read the stuff every single day that goes on, and it's incredible what the things that are happening every single day. in our world that just reveals what's going on, reveals the things the Lord showed us so many years ago, but the devil being loose as never before. Well, he is, and we're seeing the fruit of it in lives. But you know, the most dangerous thing probably, is when people do rationalize and they feel like they can come up with a way to do what their flesh wants them to do and still serve Jesus. I thank God that we do have a remnant of brothers and sisters that are scattered throughout this land and throughout the world. Probably a whole lot more than we could imagine if you got them all in one place. But how many of you think that everybody that's going to church and singing Amazing Grace this morning really knows what we're talking about? How many of them are doing what the rich young ruler wanted to do? And, I'll bring my money. Look at all the good we can do. I can serve Jesus and use all this, and it's going to be so good. But the problem is, that's where his heart was. And how many people come into that place of choice and of decision, and it's not everything laid on the altar? Does not the Word of God say that we're bought with a price? We're to glorify God in our bodies and spirits, which are what? They're God's, aren't they? If you ever come to Him, you won't belong to yourself. See, what's the alternative? I'm going to bring part of me into the kingdom of God, okay? Does that make sense? If I am infected with this disease, if you will, called sin, how in the world can I bring part of me into the kingdom of God and expect God to accept that and take me on to heaven with that? Man, he is going to have to find a way, one way or another, to put that to death. Now, I thank God this isn't a call to measure up to a legalistic standard. This is a call just to hand over our lives. You know, I thought of one scripture we use so many times and just one aspect of it. But are we not told, in light of everything that God has done for us through Christ, the promises, the provision, everything is so amazing. What is the result of that? Therefore, I'm trying to remember the rest exactly how it starts from there. But the thought is that we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice. See, there may come a time when it'll be a sacrifice and our bodies will fall over dead because we've been killed for the faith, for the gospel. You know, sometimes I almost envy people that go that way. If you go suddenly, they kill you. Man, that is a one-way ticket out of this place. You don't have to get up and look at the news in the morning. You don't have to see what's going on and feel the pull of this world and feel the weight of what's going on in this place. That's victory, folks. But God has called us to be a living sacrifice. That is, there is a principle of death that is applied to us.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.